26 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Merrill Crowley from Watsika this morning. Good morning, Merrill.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing just fine, Merrill. What are we seeing so far today?
Well, we've got corn actually up now. March corn is at 360, up a half. We have May corn at 366 and three quarters, up a half. And we have Dees corn at 389, up a half. They were lower earlier. We have the soybeans trading at 1036 and three quarters, down three quarters. March at 1047 and a half, down one. And November soybeans at 1023 and three quarters, down one and a quarter. Soybean meal is trading down $2.20 at 316.60 for January, and the oil is trading at 371.80 or 37.18, up 24. Part of the reason for some of the weakness in the markets this morning is the Argentine is showing more rains in the forecast for that area. We're expecting dry weather to dominate through the end of the week, then maybe some rain Sunday because we've got a mixed report with the GFS seeing moderate rains of Europeans staying dry. However, the 6 to 10-day, which we all know how reliable that is, they're talking about some rains materializing, enough rains to drop that area from 33% down to 10 to 20% dry area. Brazil is looking fantastic. In the wheat market, we're showing the Chicago wheat trading at 414 for March, down 2.25, and the July is trading at 436.5, down 2. In the Kansas City market, we're showing the March trading at 414.25, down 2, and the July at 436.5, down 2. We're looking at some concerns for possible weather kill here this with this cold weather coming through. Of course, with the wheat being down, it doesn't look like they're really too concerned at the moment. Cotton market is trading at 71.37, up 26. In the livestock, we're showing the feeder cattle at for January up 126.50, up 5.50, or up 55 cents, I'm sorry. We have the February live cattle at 111.62, up $1.10, and we have the February lean hogs at 61.57. With the cattle, we are looking toward Wednesday when we get the Fed cattle exchange auction. That should be a note of interest for the cattlemen. We are showing resistance at 112 to 112.50 on the Feb and support at 108.50 for the cattle on the hogs. The hog market is strong. The packers continue to buy inventory. We're seeing some lighter weights hit the marketplace, and we're kind of watching to see if the export reports to see what the kind of demand we might be seeing from China as they try to fill their New Year's Eve festival. On the Dow, we are seeing the Dow trading at 119.804, up 36. We're seeing T-bonds at 149.06, down 22.32, and we're seeing the dollar at 101.16, down 45 cents. Fuels are trading at 53.78 for Jan fuel, up 2.27, and we got RBOB at 156.8, down 6, and we have the heating oil up, I'm sorry, that was up on the gas, at 169, up 5 cents. The reason we have that up today is OPEC and non-OPEC oil producers have reached an unexpected agreement to reduce production for the first time since 2001. That's probably all we got, except for what's the Fed come this Tuesday, and we'll see what happens there. 25% basis point increase. Thanks.
All right, Merrill, thank you very much for that report. Merrill Crowley joining us from Watsika this morning. In your weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies. Temperatures nearly steady in the upper 20s with west winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 21 degrees. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. A slight chance of snow in the morning, then turning mostly sunny by the afternoon with a high of 28 degrees. 26 degrees right now in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.